I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Heads up, our geo quiz today is quick and to the point. The topic is fracking, which could take us just about anywhere in the world. That's because a controversial method of extracting natural gas and oil from shale rock is popping up all over the place, or at least debates about it are. But what we're looking for today is a country where the debate seemed to be over and where the anti-frackers thought they'd won. A couple of years ago, this European country became the first in the world to ban fracking, otherwise known as hydraulic fracturing, the process of injecting water, chemicals, and sand deep underground to essentially blast out shale gas and oil, was never to be used there. Well, never is a long time, as they say, and today this country's constitutional council, Le Conseil Constitutionnel, heard arguments in favor of reversing the ban. That last clue should have helped. Yep, the answer is France. Here's more from reporter Christopher Wirth in Paris.
Back when it was passed in 2011, many thought France's ban would be the final word on fracking here. Instead, shale gas, or gaz de schiste, is still a hot topic.
Arnaud Montebourg relance le débat sur le gaz de schiste, le ministre du...
The question in today's hearing in France's highest court is whether parts of the law that bans fracking are unconstitutional. The challenge comes from the American drilling company Schubach Energy.
You have reached Schubach Energy. We appreciate your call and invite you to leave a message.
I did, but Schubach never got back to me. In a nutshell, though, the company says the anti-fracking law isn't equally applied and wrongly stripped the company of exploration licenses it already held. Thomas Porcher, an energy economist in Paris and author of the book The Mirage of Shale Gas, says the case is highly unusual.
We are not used to a company that tried to change the law like that in France.
But in this instance, he says the oil and gas industry is lobbying hard against the law.
They push the government to do what they want to do.
If the court does strike down the ban, Porcher says the French government will most likely just pass another fracking law that would pass constitutional muster. Indeed, opposition to fracking would seem to be bipartisan here. The law was signed under former conservative president Nicolas Sarkozy. Current socialist president François Hollande came into office last year supporting the ban. And earlier this year, he stood by his commitment.
Très simplement, tant que je suis président, il n'y aura pas d'exploration du gaz de schiste en France.
As long as I am president, Hollande said, there will be no exploration of shale gas in France. But of course, it's not so simple. A growing chorus of lawmakers is questioning the ban. A recent parliamentary report said it should be relaxed. Even Hollande's own industry minister has come out in favor of some kind of shale gas and oil production. And Hollande's former ecology minister claims she was fired because of her strong opposition to the industry. Given the political division, anti-fracking campaigners believe oil and gas companies are already planning for the ban's demise. About 40 miles outside Paris, Isabelle Lavie drives through farmland she says could be prime real estate for fracking to a new drilling site.
See it? With the light?
Yeah, I do see it. It's standing out over the fields.
The site is operated by another American company, the Hess Corporation. In a statement to The World, Hess said it's merely drilling a conventional exploration well. But Isabelle Lavie doesn't buy it.
This is a lie. If the law doesn't exist, this machine will be there, in the right place. So they will frack.
Hundreds have protested at the well site, but supporters say fracking would help France's sluggish economy.
This is a missed opportunity for the country, and at the end of the day, we cannot afford missing it.
Jean-Louis Chalansky is head of the French Union of Petroleum Industries. He wants the freedom to experiment with fracking to find out just how much shale gas and oil France has.
And hopefully the ban could be reversed, or at least that's what we want.
But energy economist Thomas Porcher says the industry still has to contend with French public opinion, which largely shares his caution towards fracking. A recent Harris poll showed less than a third of respondents support drilling for shale gas. Porcher says France learned a lesson nearly half a century ago when it plunged headlong into nuclear power.
We know that when we make a choice about energy, we have to live with the choice for a long time. That's why now we take a little bit time to go on fracking, because we don't want to regret it, as we regret, I think, the nuclear.
Porcher says France should focus instead on renewables and energy efficiency, an area where the country has lagged behind many European neighbors. France's Constitutional Council is due to rule on the ban on fracking next month. For The World, I'm Christopher Wirth, Paris.